Bob Mould, along with Yola Tengo, Built to Spill, and Flaming Lips, some of my favourite musical acts, are all participating in an event called Hi, How Are You, which Waiheke is involved in. Unfortunately, none of them are playing on Waiheke. They're in the Austin, Texas component of the show, which their part will take place on the 23rd of January. The Waiheke part takes place on the 20th of January, and we're going to find out about that in just a moment or two. It's based around the music of this man, Daniel Johnston. Here is Honey, I Sure Miss You. Daniel Johnston, Honey, I Sure Miss You. It's from the album Artistic Vice. I'm playing that because, as I said earlier, there is an event happening here on the island on the 20th of January called Hi, How Are You, which is based around the music of Daniel Johnston. And a couple of people involved with that and putting on that show and performing in that show are with me on the line now, hopefully. I think we've kind of pulled together some kind of international jiggery pokery to make this all happen, is that right?
Well, it's not quite international, but it is Auckland City and North Shore.
Oh, well, that's...
when you're over on Waiheke.
When you're on Waiheke, that's international. It's practically intergalactic. So, all right, so we have Karen Ruckman from Mind Your Music, who's part of the organisation putting on the show. And we also have Lips, Stephanie Brown, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Hello.
Hello. And Lips will be as one of the acts performing at Hi, How Are You? So first of all, let's find out a little bit about what the event is.
Okay, I'll start with that. So the event is it's to an awareness event to end the stigma of mental health. And just, you know, four simple words, hi, how are you, is, you know, gets the conversation started. And all it is, really, it started with Daniel Johnston's People in Austin, where his home, the people who put on Austin City Limits, which, of course, people here know about because they also do Auckland City Limits. And they just wanted to put together a concert that would, you know, bring awareness to mental health musicians. You know, it has a lot. They asked me, knowing I was in New Zealand. In fact, I brought Tom Gimbel, the founder, over to Waiheke one day, and he asked me, hey, would you, it's our second year doing this concert, can you throw something together in New Zealand? And I was literally going to have Lips perform in my front yard, and I spoke to Dr. Honeymoa Elder because I wanted to find out from her what organizations we should be a part of with the Hi, How Are You project here in New Zealand. And she said, why don't we do it in Waiheke at the Artworks Theater? And we got Sam Scott to come on board, and Chantelle Claret from Morningwood, Sam Scott from Phoenix Foundation, and there's going to be a whole bunch of other artists coming on board and some local artists as well. We have great support on Waiheke and off Waiheke to really make this a fun event at the last minute. And in addition to it being in Waiheke, the performance that we do will be shot, and parts of the performance will be streamed in to the concert that's taking place in Auckland, where the Flaming Lips are playing, and Moth of Fame, and Built to Spill, and a whole bunch of other artists.
Excellent.
That's in Austin.
Austin.
That would be rad if it was in Auckland.
It really would be.
Oh, did I say Auckland? Oh, yeah, that's in Austin, yeah. So, but our bands over here, like, hopefully, what we're hoping for, just a fantasy, is Lips open up for Flaming Lips.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
So, yeah, it does.
Yeah, so Stephanie, I mean, tell us about your involvement in this project.
Well, I met Karen just last year, actually. We've been working on a movie together called Daffodils, which comes out in March. And so she just told us about the day, the Hi, How Are You Day, and the foundation, and what it's doing, and asked if we wanted to play, and we said, hell yes. And part of it is, I think every band involved picks a Daniel Johnston song to play, to cover, you know, and you can do it however you want. And I had randomly heard one of his songs a few years ago and just fell in love with it. So as soon as she told me that, I was like, yes.
Yeah, because I mean,
yes,
Daniel's music is a fair way from your music, isn't it? I mean, you know, you Silver Scroll winner 2012, everything to me, and I mean, you know, your music is kind of more, I suppose, situated in the kind of, you know, electronic kind of zone that perhaps than Daniel Johnston. So yeah, I mean, where do you start approaching his music?
Well, my first EP was not super far away from Daniel Johnston's. It was called Just Lip Songs, and it was totally lo-fi, bedroom produced, all made on a Casio keyboard. And so I kind of have a soft spot for that kind of music. And, I mean, it's so raw. The emotion that it gets across is like it's right in your face. It's just so powerful. So that I think even if you go deep in electronics, still trying to access that that raw, blunt emotion is so important. So yeah, that's what I'm going to aim for.
And in your set, the Lip set is part of this event. So you do Daniel Johnston, and you're doing some of your own material as well.
Yes, some old stuff, but then some brand new material as well. We were really lucky to just get a grant from New Zealand On Air to make a new song and video, so we're going to perform that and some other new material as well.
Hopefully we'll put a couple songs from the Daffodil soundtrack, which stars Kimbra and Rose MacGyver. Which is coming out in March, as she was saying, because it's some great music. And there's, you know what, you should do a one of the classic Kiwi song covers that you did at the show as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Throw it all in.
and Lips has expanded, hasn't it, since the days of that Silver Scroll in 2012? You've gone from a kind of a solo act to a duo?
Yes, so I have with me actually on the phone is Sven Eichner, who's the other half of Lips.
It's true, I can prove it.
Ah, hello.
Sorry, we didn't want to overwhelm you with too many people. And for this show, normally we have been performing as a duo, but for this show, we're actually going to have a third member.
Yeah.
Ruby Walsh, she's a local Auckland musician who's great. She plays a bunch of different instruments and sings and super talented. So we're pretty lucky, actually. We're going to be a trio.
The live act is more and more becoming very much about playing live instruments and not so much an electronic presentation for the in concert anyway.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's promising to be a good show.
Yeah. No laptops.
I think it's going to be a great show. And I think Chantal Claret, by the way, from Morningwood, I think she's going to be singing with you guys. I don't know if you guys have told you that yet, but I mean one track.
No, she is. Yep, we're going to back her up.
Okay, that's fantastic. And as we said, Sam Scott of Phoenix Foundation. I think Mikey Havoc's going to come out and be master of ceremonies. And Gareth on the island is helping us put together some local talent as well. So, doors open at 5, and we plan to go as late as possible.
Great stuff. Yeah. So, yeah. Karen, you might, I'll put this to you. I mean, I suppose in the area of mental health, there must be, a fine line, say, with someone like Daniel Johnston and others perhaps like Syd Barrett, where there's almost kind of a fetishization of mental illness, in that line between recognizing that people with mental health issues are artists and are contributing to society and contributing to culture and so on, but also that kind of idolization of instability. I mean, how do you kind of deal with that balance or that line between those two positions?
Wow, that's an interesting question, and I wish we had Dr. Henimoa Elder on the phone, who's a psychiatrist who can answer better to that. So, with the idolization, I think what the foundation is about, and what the message that we're trying to get across is just, and through having famous people struggle with mental illness and be open about it, starts a conversation. And really that's and the stigma, I think, because they're artists, sort of goes away. I don't think it's ever glorified too much. I mean, I suppose in some ways it is, but I think really what Hi, How Are You project is about is being very open, making sure, it's not a secret. And this is people don't have to keep this to themselves. And obviously, suicide prevention is about opening up and just being able to talk to somebody and having people there. And it's the same with mental health. And I think more and more, and because of musicians being more open about it and other artists and people being able to talk about it, does end the stigma and people can find more resources. And we're going to have a web page as well, and there's also Resources for America on the Hi, How Are You Day Project for America. We're going to do a version there that Henny Moe is overseeing, and she's going to be listing the organizations of specifically who people can reach out to, so it will hopefully will just create more awareness for people in need.
And Stephanie and Jens, you may be able to speak to this. I mean, it does seem that there is an increasing awareness that people in the creative, creative industries or in the music game and so on, often are people who I suppose, it's their emotion, their sensitivity, which makes them such great artists, but it can also, be a bit debilitating. And things like the New Zealand Music Foundation have kind of come into play to support those people. I mean, do you believe that that is something, these are issues that are being kind of recognized and talked about more now amongst musicians?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of talk about it these days because I can't speak for other industries, but for the music industry, it's a pretty weird industry to be in. You spend a lot of time by yourself in your room writing, and then you can have these amazing experiences. I think it was somebody was talking about it. Might have been John Toogood saying that, you know, you play these huge shows where there's tons of people and it's so exciting and you're on a huge high, and then the next day, you know, you're feeding the cat and washing the dishes and back in your normal life, and it's just quite a quite an extreme, you know, there's a bunch of different extremes. That's if you're lucky to be
a drastic shift.
Yeah. That's if you're playing concerts to huge amounts of people, which we're not. But yeah, I quite like that image that he put forward. It was just summed it up. It's quite a weird lifestyle. I think that's why a lot of musicians have, you know, do have mental health days and weeks and years. And yeah.
And I suppose it's also a lifestyle that kind of, you know, often involves a lot of direct contact with, say, alcohol and drugs and things that can exacerbate mental health issues.
100%, and that's a major part of it too. And of course, and I know from the States too. You know, it's a lot more open. It's a lot more okay to be sober or to be in recovery than here. I think there's still some stigma there. So hopefully, with this project as well, we can bring some more openness to that. Also, the New Zealand Music Foundation—they've changed their name to, I think, Music Helps now, which is kind of like Music Cares in the States. And they do have a great program, and we do want to make them a part of our program as well.
Yep.
So we've got an all-star lineup and taking place on the 20th of January, and tickets are available. You get tickets through iTicket. You'll be able to get tickets through Artworks Theatre here on the island as well. Thank you very much for putting it all together.
Thank you so much. And it's last minute. I wish we had a little bit more information, but it's going to be fantastic and exciting, and we're really, really happy to be on Waiheke.
Yeah.
And to have everybody be a part and be filmed, and hopefully we can see ourselves on the streaming with the big stars out in America.
No, look, I'm really looking forward to it. And as I say, you've brought together a great lineup. And, you know, and I suppose that there's a couple of different ways of approaching this. You know, you get, a fantastic lineup of New Zealand musicians, and also, you know, touching base with a really important issue for people not only, you know, around the world and here on Waiheke.
Yeah, well, thank you for putting it so eloquently, Chris. I appreciate it.
Hey, that's just what we do.
Okay, good.
Hey, and we're just going to go out with you, Stephanie. You're the third Silver Scroll winner I've spoken to this morning.
Really?
Yeah. We had Beck Runge on earlier, and Lawrence Arabia, because they're both performing here next weekend.
So I gotta get out there. We're going, right, Steph?
It's the Silver Scrolls. The Silver Scrolls weekend.
Silver Scroll Saturday. You should do that every Saturday.
Oh, we just about do. So here is Everything to Me, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
It would mean everything to me if we could take a holiday. 'Cause you and I both tired every night isn't my idea of play. And even our smallest dreams getting lean never sees a light of day. So it would mean everything to me. You can fight, but you won't always win. So her life finds a way to beat ya. But I'll come join you in the ring. 'Cause it shows just how much I need ya. Through the daily grind. to seeing just how long it takes you to unwind. So it would mean everything to me. You can fight, but you won't always win. So how life finds a way to beat ya. Shows just how much I need ya.
That's Lips, Everything to Me. Lips will be performing as part of the Hi How Are You concert on the 20th of January, Artworks Theatre. Get tickets through the theatre or through iTicket. And thank you very much to Stephanie, Jens and Karen for talking to us about that event.